listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke with your Hobart News Briefing. A massive undersea earthquake has struck off Australia's south coast overnight. The huge quake measured 6.9 magnitude, shaking Macquarie Island to the southeast of Tasmania. A tsunami watch was in place but has been cancelled. Tasmania's only ice rink will close its doors forever this weekend, leaving more than 200 athletes without a training base. A mystery buyer purchased the Glenorchy rink in April after the state government refused to commit any funding to keep the site. Anna Holliday, president of Ice Sports Tasmania, says they're not giving up hope of securing a new home.
We want to hold on to ice sports in Tassie and in fact nurture them and grow them. And so ultimately Ice Sports Tasmania is pitching for a new facility to replace the one that we'll lose at the end of this week.
Dark Mofo is only getting bigger, organisers announcing a horde of new events for the June festival. The festival's opening night reclamation walk after party shows will feature Yorta Yorta hip hop star Briggs, with a host of artists joining the bill for the 2-week event. Tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. today. And from midnight tonight, COVID density and capacity restrictions will be dropped statewide. Health officials say some businesses might opt to keep their own restrictions in place to keep their staff safe, but Festivale chairman David Dunn's thrilled with the move that'll see crowd caps scrapped at events.
It's going to mean that it's a great value for money event, not only for the patrons coming along, but also for the stall holders. And it gives us confidence now to really go out and market the event to say Festivale is back.
And more history this weekend. The TSL will host a curtain raiser to an AFL match for just the second time ever. North Launceston and Lauderdale clashing at UTAS Stadium before the Hawks v Brisbane game on Sunday. Northern Bombers coach Brad Cox-Goodyear's keen to get out there.
Even though we might be kicking the dew off, which might be new to a few boys, but it'd be good. It'd be exciting.
Listener.